It's the Daily Talk Show, episode 894.
What is happening, Gronks? What's going on? Happy Monday.
Good morning, Tommy Jackass. How was your weekend?
Mate, it was sharp, just like my haircut.
Oh, did you get a haircut? I didn't even notice. How rude of me.
What an experience. What an experience.
In a good way?
You know, like in a new way.
In a new way, okay.
In a new way. Uh-huh. Well, what's new is the hairdresser that I went to. Mm-hmm. I'm cheating on my current hairdresser, who's actually a good mate of mine.
Outside of 25K, would it be?
Well, it's inside, but I knew that he'd be booked for weeks. Mm-hmm. And there would be a bit of a issue with when I could get in. And I get to the point where I'm like, I need a haircut yesterday. And so I need to be at the next hairdresser and just get this thing done. Mm-hmm. And so Amy was having a nap and I took Bodie and we went down to Bulleen Plaza. Now, this is me accepting the fact that I could walk out looking like I've tripped and fallen under a mower. Like that's you know, you don't know who you're going to get. Okay,
so that was the risk.
That's the risk. That's mm-hmm. the risk. Mm-hmm. I look like I fell under a pretty great mower, if I do say so myself. But Bulleen Plaza has four hairdressers in it. Mm-hmm. And this is like one's a old style barber that's been there for, you know, centuries. Another one's kind of like an add-on to a nail salon. It's like the, you know, the Indian restaurant that also does pizza. Mm-hmm. It's like a bit of a sort of eclectic mix. Mm-hmm. And then the other two are just whatevers. But I went to this one because it was the best looking, like visually appealing. And it was...
What was it called?
Cash only. Can't remember. Okay, cash okay. only.
Yeah. Wasn't like a franchise sort of thing. It wasn't like a Just Cuts or something like this. This is a family sort of business.
Yeah, that's why I kind of respect it, that it's, you know, just trying to do their best. And so Bodie and I, like I walked in, the lady offered Bodie candy straight away. I was like, we're onto a winner here. Mm-hmm. And so she said about 40 minutes. And so I said, no worries. We had nothing to do. It was a Saturday arvo. It's like 4 p.m. So we sat down on the couch. Bodie got stuck into some, you know, monster trucks on my phone. Mm-hmm. Was eating some candy. I'm sitting
what
there.
What sort of candy is he eating? What sort of love?
Oh, Daimler. I've got one here. Oh, here you go. They're called Daimler. Daimler.
You went hard.
They were speaking another language, mm-hmm. the hairdressers, and it sounded great. I asked, what language are you speaking? Persian.
Great.
Yeah. And these lollies, I think, are Persian, and they're fucking phenomenal.
Did you bring up Kashkan Badam Jun? Did you say, my mate loves Kashkan Badam Jun?
I felt like you have got a buddy who, but then I started observing like the pressure they were under. So in Melbourne, the hairdressers haven't been open for 10 weeks, whatever, for a very long time. And so these places are flat out. The barber down the, you know, 20 metres down the corridor had a line of 20 people waiting.
It's ridiculous, this one had isn't obvious, it?
Crazy. And so you got to think about the mindset, the mental state of the hairdressers. I started sort of observing. So I observed that there was a guy who ran the joint who was cutting hair, and then there was a junior. Mm-hmm. And this junior had an AirPod in one ear and, you know, was doing his thing. Mm-hmm. I observed a gentleman who had a probably 12-year-old in the seat. He came up and was just – he was backseat hairdressing at its finest. Like he was – you should have heard him. No, a bit more here. If you just use your clippers and you get there, that'll be great. Like, no. But, like, it was – this. He rattled this junior – to the point where by the end of it, the senior hairdresser had to step in and finish the haircut because this guy was so rad. I felt so bad for him. But immediately I'm like, I don't want him. If I get him, I was like, I'm willing to throw, because Bodie was getting a haircut too. And I was like, if this comes to the point where
Bodie
it's going to be, you know, like
better him than you.
100%. His will grow back. I'm fucking at the end of my life. Further down the road. Somehow, it all happened. This guy went for time out the back because it all got a bit much. That I got given the guy who runs the joint.
Oh, great.
And so, it was fate. And then I've walked out paying $50 for my haircut, for Bodie's haircut. But I will say Bodie got his haircut last, and there is something about children. Like, I saw how stressed that young bloke was. By the end of Bodie having his haircut, he was being so sweet and just making everyone laugh, and the vibe like had gone from this intense, you know, everyone stressed, to just Bodie giggling when he's getting his little haircut and everyone just laughing and loving it.
Has anyone got wishes? He's a little manipulator. Yeah.
He got about 17 candies.
He
was fired up. But by the end of it, I was like, this is so sweet. Like, hairdressers, you know, they're going to need a holiday in the next couple of weeks. But it's a wild state in the hairdressing world at the moment.
Do you know what ushis actually are?
Other than landfill, what?
They've actually got a purpose.
Oh, yes. They're meant to be on the end of a pencil.
Yeah, they're pencil toppers.
Pencil toppers that no one's ever used on top of a pencil.
Only just discovered because they've got a hole, like a hole for it. It's amazing that they haven't taken off as the sort of the utility, which is that.
Well, for pencil. I also did think that it could be something to do with the mold. If you think about it, they need is there a hole on the bottom because they're stuck into a little mold that then pulls them out?
Serious conspiracy theories.
Yeah, look, because I have not seen anyone ever use them.
Yeah, but I would actually get around it more for the pencil type of thing. But then you wonder if you have an eraser at the end, what's the, like, is it covering the eraser? You're going to have to take it off every time.
And then you wonder if you're still using pencils, what's wrong with yourself?
No, I like, I still use pencils for my good pencil sharpener is actually at the office. So I need to sort that out. But I'm still using them to underline the books that I'm reading. I'm all picnicked out.
I did see you had a little picnic.
Too many good picnics. Spread. Three picnics this weekend. Too many. One They're Friday, one now. Saturday. Picnics. One Friday, one Saturday, one Sunday. Too many. Jeez. Too many.
Did you imitate the first one, or did you iterate because you sort of went?
They were
a bit
all
rogue.
Different. They were so the first one was the drinking in the park with Sevs and Grace in that little 200-meter spot. But the funny thing is, we met up at the same park, and then we realized when we were there, actually, we've got 25 kilometers. Like, we were still in our 5 kilometer. We'd gotten so used to it that we'd sort of You know, it's that whole thing, you know, you start to build a fence one way, then another way, and then you've trapped yourself in. But so with Sevs, you know, having a bit of gin and throwing a bit of baseball, first baseball injury.
To who?
Sevs. So this ball hit his face. I've got a photo. We can put it on Instagram. So I threw it perfectly. It hit the glove, but it hit his glove and then went and smacked him in the head. So that was the first one. Then the second one, on Sunday, GB was all around the baseball thing going, mate, my glove's not arrived yet. I said, okay, you've got small hands anyway. You can use Breeze. And so he was using Breeze gloves. He talks about it a lot. He brags about his tiny hands. Yeah.
T-Rex.
Yeah. And so we were playing in Edinburgh Gardens on Sunday, and then GB just we started really close. I'm like, let's go a little bit further out. So it's a bit further, like a further throw. He got silly, threw it really far. He thought that I wanted him to piff it, and so he threw it so far that it then was speeding along the grass and smashed into another picnic. Where they had all of their cutlery and their cups and all that sort of thing, and made a lot of noise, and we just had to say sorry. No. They weren't impressed.
And lighten up a little bit. It's a picnic. Mm.
Well, people that's what I was saying.
A bit on edge though. People are a bit on edge.
Where are you noticing it? What are you saying?
Well, the Adventure Club was on fire over the weekend. I mean, we went for two drives, mapped out our 25K radius. And went to the limit.
How good is Christmas lights going to be, by the way? Like, perfect thing. Get in the car.
But Yeah. Windows up. Aircon on and drive through. But we went to this place called St. Andrews. Awesome. Like, we just discovered this little bakery, old pub that's there, not open, obviously, but the bakery was.
Is it St. Andrews as in, like, coastal?
No. There's a inland little suburb towards Yarra Valley. And it was awesome. But this Bodhi was playing in puddles, and you get sort of mixed reactions around people. Because I think you just think, imagine me in that puddle right now. Fuck that.
Yeah.
I've got, we give up. We're like, I'm like, no. Ah.
Did you bring extra clothes for him? Did you think that it was going to happen?
Didn't think it was going to happen. Mm-hmm. And puddles are like magnets for children.
Yeah.
They just see it and just jump straight in, get sucked in almost. And so, completely wet. And then he was jumping in mud puddles, like his feet were, he said, it was cute. You know, a bunch of people loved it. He said, my foot's missing. Because one foot, you couldn't see it because it was in the puddle. But then, like, he was jumping in this water, and this lady was just like her face just trying to get away from it. But it was just, you see, like, it was like, the kid's having fun. Yeah. It's not your child. You don't have to deal with it. Mm-hmm. It was raining.
Was she worried that she was going to get wet?
I think she was worried that she was going to get a splash of water on her. But she was standing in the rain waiting for something.
Yeah.
And so you just see, you just see people like, no, just on edge.
There's so many people, like parks around Melbourne. We went to Gels Park, and it was at sort of Knox Way. Is it Knox? Yeah. Within 25 km. Huge lines of cars. It was like some sort of, it reminded me of leaving the drag races. I remember as a kid, so everyone was leaving at the same time.
Less Jim Beam flags.
The fun thing about the drag races is they had a radio station. So the commentators, you would tune into the radio. Remember I loved seeing how far the radio would go. So as we were leaving, I would have the radio on full blast.
How far did it go, do you reckon? Back then?
100 meters.
And it's a small signal.
100 meters.
100 meters.
Yeah.
We're going, we're 100.
Yeah.
You're right, the cars thing. We went yesterday, Adventure Club, went to the Dandenong Ranges.
Oh, beautiful.
It's just Sassafras. Sassafras, the suburb, goes in and out of our 25K. So, you drive down a road, you'd probably be out, and then you drive back into it just based on the sort of how Sassafras is, the road runs through it. It's kind of real windy. And so, real on edge. Thought it was, okay to do. We haven't done it, in the time when it was only 5K. Haven't done the wrong thing. So, drove, get to the bottom of the mountain to sort of start going.
Were you
up
with Sevs with this or no? Were you just
no,
the fan?
No, it was just Amy Sevs and I did and Bodhi.
Sevs did the same thing. And are you about to talk about the police?
Dude, full roadblock. Yeah. It is almost like they convince, if people have sort of had a drink or something and you're like still a bit worried to go through a booze bus.
Yeah, yeah.
You're looking for flashing lights. This was roadwork signs. And then you got into it, and then you go around the bend, and then you're like, there's the flashing lights, as in the police lights. And it split you off into two lanes, and it was not, how a booze bus, you pull in, you just go through one side, and they let the other cars through. Not like this. This is every car stopping at a roadblock is getting checked and asked, where are you from? What are you doing? What do you plan on doing? That's exactly what happened to us. They had the army, a few people from the army, and they had police, and we pulled in, and they were nice. He said, where are you guys off to? And we said, just up to Dandenong's. And he said, where are you from? Oh, he said, yeah. He actually said, you're doing some exercise. He said, yeah. Where are you from? And we said, Bulleen. He's like, yep, no worries. I said, we're just on the edge of our 25K. I looked it up, and he said, no worries, mate, trust you. And then went on. I think it's, Bodhi had 6 kilos of heroin under his jumper. No. But I think he sees the kid in the back and thinks, that's nice. That's nice. They're not, it's almost like, I wonder what would, I wonder how Sevs went. Do we know if it, like he looks dodgy?
Yeah, Jess also just slacked. No new cases today. I'm guessing that's of in COVID, Melbourne. That's great. So that's great. Sevs didn't get pulled over. So he said that they got waved through, which I thought was interesting given that I think that they would have been in Grace's car, which would have WA number plates.
Yeah.
So don't you think that would even be more sus? I'd be pulling over any interstates.
Yeah, because it's not registered to a local address. It can't be if it's international plates.
Yeah.
Oh, sorry, interstate plates.
Dude, it could be international, the way WA going. They're sort of they're announcing, opening all the borders except WA.
Really?
Feel for Grace. Yeah, no, that's what ScoMo said a few days ago. He's like, plan to open the borders before Christmas. But WA aren't necessarily playing ball.
I mean, what's the deal? If you did want to go back to WA and you're from there and you have a residence there, you just have to quarantine. You got to fly in and quarantine.
I think you actually need to have a reason as well, potentially. Grace, if you're watching, let us know in the chat. But no, I think that maybe Grace could go back, but Sevs would have issues. Because they wanted to go back for Grace's brothers.
Can we fast track a marriage?
Yeah, definitely.
Husband needs to come with me.
Yeah, yeah.
You'd be a good celebrant, I reckon. Just this sort of, bit unusual. bit like...
Yeah, I would sweat too much, I think. Don't you think? Just like, why is the guy so sweaty? He's not even getting married. No, I would fucking hate it, to be honest. It's like... it's the court announcing. Like, there is... Like, I was thinking about that the other day. It's like, I do a lot of things that I don't like that don't necessarily come natural.
Yeah.
I do like being on a stage. Like, I was looking back at the episode 500 event.
Yeah. I was just thinking recently, about like, looking through footage.
It's like the intensity, like, I just feel the intensity of that. Like, it was don't you think it was quite intense?
Well, yeah, it was all unusual for us because we'd never put on a live event like that. It was...
And then I decided to get us like a PA system and lights like a day before, and then we had to... Scooter Derek helped set up the lights. We're trying to get it... But we only knew one setting, otherwise it would strobe, and so we had to have this sort of like blue tinge, which sort of looked good.
Well, I mean, it's this week, a year ago... that we celebrated episode 500. And so...
Really? That's a good fact.
Yeah, 29th of... Oh, so, hang on. When was it? October. Yeah, 29th of October is when the episode went out. Oh, that's when we did it. Actually, no, that's our...
This is right because we then went a couple of days later to the US.
That's
right. So that all adds up.
Yeah.
That was a big week for us, wasn't it?
That was a huge week. Mm-hmm. That was when we had the luxury of just, putting on a live event with 100 people, then just jumping on a jet plane with another 300 people and just shooting across to Los Angeles. What a wild year.
Yeah.
The turnaround on that.
Well, episode 900 is on Sunday. Also happens to be November 1, Mr. 97's 21st birthday.
Wow.
I feel the pressure. Like, the thing is, I'm shocking at organizing stuff ahead of time.
We organized the episode 500 two days out.
Yeah, it did. It felt like that. It was like that, wasn't it? We knew about it for a while, but for whatever reason, we just sort of got our shit together right at the end.
Well, pressure creates diamonds. And it also pressure
blows shit up.
has people forgetting to hit record on the on the recorder at the episode 500, i.e. Sevs, that was you forgot to hit record, mate.
But then he fixed it. Like, so this was, he did his MC bit with Queen Gronk, said his bit, and then we said, oh, have you pressed record? This is because he came up to us just before about to go on stage. And you should have seen the panic, and he ran over, press record. So that would have been a nightmare if we didn't record. But for Sevs's 21st, One Trick Tony Lodge, the podcast, they are celebrating Tony's 21st birthday because I don't know if you were aware, but about her 21st, where she invited a bunch of people to a bar and no one's showed up, and she ended up at home in tears, sitting in the shower. We were talking. Tony always says that Sevs makes the show about him. One Trick Tony said, it's not One Trick Mason. That's a common bit of feedback. I said, what about if we took Sevs's 21st on One Trick Tony show and made it about you, Tony, and it's your 21st? And so if you go to One Trick Tony show on Instagram, you can see Sevs has been doing Insta stories about the whole thing.
Oh, good.
But we still need to get our shit together. We know what's planned
for
Sevs. Well, we
will. And we organise Saturday evening.
Yeah, exactly.
Before the big party. Mm-hmm. But something's happening. That's mm-hmm. what we will say. There was a lot of some good consumption over the weekend. There's a few good podcasts out. Mm-hmm. Matthew McConaughey. So
he's been doing the rounds. I do know who Matthew McConaughey is.
You do know him? Good, yeah. Good. You know, traditionally rom-com guy. Mm-hmm. Now, you know, epic Oscar-winning actor.
He actually didn't see his mum for a long time. I don't know if you have heard this, but he, when he became famous, his mum was going to all the papers and he was actually watching TV one night and his mum was giving a tour of his old bedroom. And he's just like, Mum, what are you doing? And so they were estranged for a while there.
Well, that's going to fracture any relationship without mm-hmm. his permission. It's like just leveraging his fame. Mm-hmm. It's all a bit weird. I think it's weird for someone who becomes uber famous like mm-hmm. him, let alone the parents around. You know,
could you imagine Lynn Jansen doing that?
I could. I actually could, dude. I actually could, and I'd respect the shit out of it.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
What Matthew McConaughey's mum has done is the thing that people think about but would never do. Right?
Yeah, true.
It's the second exactly. thought. She just didn't have the second thought, which is like, oh, that's completely probably inappropriate. Okay.
Yeah. I listened to Gary Vee, I listened to Tim Ferriss and Joe Rogan, all who had Matthew McConaughey on. Mm-hmm. And you could create the ultimate interview out of those three interviews, like just taking the bits that work the best. Mm-hmm. And because they all sort of come from a different, not even an angle, they just think different things come up. But he's a fascinating dude. I really like him.
Kanye West on Joe Rogan, have you listened to that?
Listen to that, the whole thing.
What do you think?
Have you listened to it?
Yeah, I listened to the first 10 minutes and the final five.
Yeah, I think that's probably going to paint a bad picture. I think he's a guy that you don't have to give him anything. But if you give it the, you know, a chance to listen through, you get more of an understanding of his process, like his thought process and mm-hmm. unique character he is. And so that's where it's like, I listened, but then people post clips online of like bits where he's kind of just taking time to answer shit, and it makes him look really awkward. It makes him look mm-hmm. like he's got nothing to say about something, but then he does come with a really great answer.
I wonder what it would look like to be very curious to see leaders that have had huge amounts of responsibilities with mental health issues like bipolar. Like, how do you manage? How do you manage a country and with a mental illness like that? Mm. Like, how do you communicate, okay, this is like, you know, this, I'm in a good frame of mind, I can make these decisions. I wonder what would be required if someone with severe mental issues got into power. I guess we have that now with Trump.
I know, how's it masquerading? Mm. Is it, wearing a sort of a wig or, mm-hmm. you know,
but what do you reckon? Wrapper? Like, I wonder if there is. I was even thinking about, like, when Trump went into hospital and he was on all those meds. It's like, at what point is he, like, are they saying, mate, you can't be making the decisions? Like, if he's got an impaired
state. They have protocol in there where mm-hmm. they... I mean, I've watched enough sort of, you know, presidential movies mm-hmm. from CIA perspective where it's like the power, you know, they have to sign something. So the only person that did it, maybe Bush, he had anesthesia mm-hmm. and had to sign over power, like to his sidekick, the vice president. Like, he, mm-hmm. so if anything happened while he's out, the other person gets to make decisions. So I don't know. I mean, it's a complex question. We should ask Kanye mm-hmm. West. I'm sure he's got an answer for how he'd tackle it.
Talking about vice presidents, have you watched the new Borat film?
Oh my God, it is the best.
It's correct. The the Giuliani stuff.
Oh my God.
Is it?
It's phenomenal. So Borat won. So that I like that. But mm-hmm. since he hasn't done a movie in, I think, 7 years or something, he's super famous now as that character. Mm-hmm. So I love that in the new film. So did he do film,
is this his third?
Did he I'm do pretty sure one it's second and then Borat. He did a he I'm pretty sure he's I think he did The Dictator and he's done a bunch of other stuff. Borat 2 is the one that's just come out. Yeah, Borat 2. Sure. Uh-huh. And so he's, I mean, this is the thing, his character's been flying around, but the film, mm-hmm. but he's like people on the street, he can't be in that character because everyone knows who he is. He's famous yeah. for it. And so the film, what I don't think a lot, everyone will like it. They might think it's a bit cringe, but the taking a moment to think about how this character he's formed is then dropped into real life situations. And I don't think all of them are real, what he's in, but you know, some of them are probably put
they're
together.
They're all like manufactured, but they're manufactured with a bunch of like real people in it, right? So you can yeah. see how like the QAnon guys, like you don't just bump into someone that's a QAnon person.
Yeah. But that leads through to a bit where it is mm-hmm. real, where he's performing at this sort of rally where these, you know, these guys holding machine guns and it's, you know, kind of like a far right group or, you know, it's, but what I did love is that end bit where he does have Donald Trump's lawyer and he's obviously, you know, got him into a hotel room mm-hmm. under the impression it's an interview with this young girl that, you know, played by this young girl who's
how amazing is she, by
his
the
daughter.
Way.
Dude, have you looked into her?
Yeah.
He interviewed 600 mm-hmm. girls and found her and she's
from Bulgaria.
She's European. Yeah. And so she's like a fresh-faced actor mm-hmm. but is doing these things with Borat which are hyper, you know, in the moment, high pressure. She mm-hmm. killed it. She's a fucking yeah. freak. Yeah. She's the best. But Giuliani can't sue Borat. I looked into the legal side of it.
Yeah, so what's it? Because that's what you wonder with these things. And we have a few more minutes, by the way, because my meeting's just cancelled. So, yeah, what's the deal?
So the scene in the film is the lawyer coming into a hotel room where this young girl who plays Borat's daughter in the film is a journalist who is interviewing. The premise is that Giuliani is going to be speaking about how Trump has led through this tough time. And so it's like his perspective on that. And Giuliani's known as a bit of a, you know, ladies' man, as you'd mm-hmm. say, a bit of a creep in some respects. That's what people say about him. And this girl sort of, you know, in a tight dress, you know, in the film they make her have big breasts because they say Giuliani likes girls with big breasts. And so it's like all meant to be kind of getting him going to get him mm-hmm. in a situation. Anyway, they do this interview and Borat comes in another costume, you know, as a sound guy. And like, mm-hmm. it's phenomenal. Like, when you think about this guy doesn't know what's happening.
So what's the, can he not sue them?
Because he would have signed a disclaimer
sure.
over in the States.
Like a
rock solid, rock solid release form. And mm-hmm. the only other angle would have been if, because there was all hidden cameras as well as the main mm-hmm. cameras mm-hmm. that was capturing what's going on. But in the States, they have a, as long as it's some sort of law that if one person knows that there's been the recording happening, mm-hmm. it waivers the rights of the other person. So you mm-hmm. can secretly record people in America. I don't mm-hmm. think that's the case here.
Well, so we were looking at this the other day with GB's prank. So did you ever find out about this or no?
Oh, I heard a little bit about it, but what happened?
Well, so GB, it involves you. So I don't know if we even said, like, so GB, with you being away, he prank called 7-Eleven. Channel 7. And who else? There was one other company basically saying, "Hey, if you've got any," and Fitness First. Saying, "Hey, it's my name's Tommy Jacket. You called Channel 7, said I was a host of the Ultimate Sprint Cars. Just wondering if that's going to be airing soon. Also, I'm looking for more presenting work." So he called them.
Oh, no. Who do you get through to? The switchboard.
Yeah, switchboard. And then he went
James
to...
James at the switchboard.
So then he went to 7-Eleven. He said, "Hey, you know, I did the coffee videos. Just wanting to know what your next product's going to be because I'd love to do a video." And then he called Fitness First in Queensland saying, "Hey, Tommy Jacket, used to be a PT, thinking of moving to Queensland." So he did all of this. It was great. He recorded it all. And so I think that in Victoria, I think this is how it works. It's the same thing. So as long as one of the parties involved is aware of the recording, you can record. But where it gets a little bit harder is from a broadcasting perspective. And so I'm guessing that's where the release form comes in with the Giuliani stuff, is it's like he's signed a release form and it's like then the other bit sort of figures out itself. And so I called up a couple of my mates who have worked in this sort of space a bunch around the prank stuff, and they said, "Oh no, they really should get permission." And so GB then called back all of them saying, "Hey," and all of them were like, "Nah, no, sorry, bro, you little weirdo."
Oh, no.
So we can play it for you. And so you were asking me this morning, you said, "Hey, we've got a voicemail on our BMC phone number."
Yeah.
Asking for some prank thing. And so what happened is when you're away, I said, "We can't play the prank call, but if you give us a call and leave a voicemail, GB will call you back and play out the prank so you can hear it."
Oh, this is great, because then if they recorded it and then release that, we can then sue them because we didn't give permission.
At that point, it's almost like, you know, they see the Fuck Jerry Instagram accounts where they're always like referencing another account, but it's actually like one that they've created or whatever, so that it's sort of they're a little bit detached from the whole thing. So they're referencing it, but it's actually not the source.
What's that for? Is it
liability? It's to, because if you imagine like if you sort of have an in-between account that's separate to you and then you're referencing that, you can sort of get away with a bunch more.
But, my hands are tight. It wasn't me.
Yeah, exactly. And so what's the anything else that you found out when you were Googling the Borat stuff?
Oh, I mean, just that it seems it's that he's never lost a lawsuit against him. Okay. So he obviously has really great lawyers that when he goes into these projects, because the first one was crazy. Like, the way he makes people look and the sort of the stupidity that comes out of some of these high-profiled individuals. And you could all look and go, "Oh, it's a bit mean." Some of them are, you know, they're very mean individuals themselves. Mm-hmm. And he's obviously just pointing out what kind of a character they are. But that aside, he hasn't lost a lawsuit. People have tried to sue him, and usually it doesn't get past the first submission of the suit, and when someone like they just have to even look if they'll give it the time, and usually it gets thrown out, and they think it's based on some of these disclaimers or these release forms that they've created that would be rock solid.
There's a great show which I've spoken about before, Nathan Fielder. Do you remember that?
And yeah, I haven't watched it yet.
Yeah, he's done some funny things where he gets a lawyer to sign a release form, but it's not just a release form; it's got all of this other stuff in it too, like that the lawyer would be held liable for all this stuff. people don't read release forms; it's pretty crazy.
I mean, Giuliani is a lawyer, seasoned lawyer. Like, he's been around for a very long time, and so it's amazing that it gets past him.
Yeah.
Maybe it was the girl, you know, with balloons in her top that, you know, just could fool him. Silly bugger. What about driving yesterday, a suburb called Eltham near me, and Amy pointed out that there's a Nando's pizza and pasta restaurant
Oh, really?
Yes. And I just looked it up. Nando's Pizza and Pasta. Nando's, like, same with the little apostrophe S.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I was thinking maybe if they drop that and then just add the pizza and pasta on the end, they're not going to get in any trouble. I mean, it's it seems bizarre.
Well, there's the whole at the moment, Macca's are pissed off at Hungry Jack's because they've got the Big Jack.
Yeah.
Is that what it's called?
They have they put a filed cease a lawsuit.
Was it a cease and desist or was it actually a lawsuit?
They want them to take it off everything. They want any any recognition of it anywhere removed. And so maybe also that's Rami, cease and desist.
Rami, who we've had on the show, who founded Rache's restaurants.
Yeah.
They've done a Big Mac Jack. Or Big Jack Mac, I can't remember, what, but it was sort of it was a bit of a troll. It's like both of them together, and he's also received a cease and desist
for that.
Yeah, for that. Yeah.
From both of them.
Yeah, yeah. But the thing is, he loves it. Like he's he was on the on the telly about it.
Really talking about it. I mean, that's the win for him.
Exactly. Well, I think that's what he was going for.
It's perfect. Just take it down. Otherwise, we will sue you. It's like, great, I got all my money's worth. And, you know, Josh Jansen's speaking about it. So, we've won.
It's a full win.
We've won.
Gronk Sheridan, I believe. I haven't got my DMs. She messaged me. Her dad was the first Qantas pilot to fly the A380.
Wow.
With all the COVID shit that's happening, they're all like pilots are out of work and all that sort of thing. And a bunch of the pilots are now driving buses. And the project have a story on it tonight. She messaged me about it, but it looks very, very interesting.
Got to tell you what, it'd be the safest bus ride you'd ever take if you're capable of flying an A380.
I hope they do the whole like. You know, welcome the PA. Exactly. The temperature outside is currently 25 degrees.
God, I wonder when that's going to happen. I was looking at some of that footage from when we went to the States, Josh, and it was us sitting on the big plane, the four, you know, the three seats, the middle. And I was just like, look how close we all are. Look how, you know, everyone's just crammed in. Yeah. What a time. What a different time. I hope we get that back there quite quickly.
Great. All right. Well, it's a daily talk show. If you're in Melbourne in lockdown, hope you're doing okay, and all the other parts of the world as well. It's pretty crazy. I was looking 80-something thousand cases in the States. Largest daily number. So, hopefully you're doing okay. Feel free to email us, hi@thedailytalkshow.com. If you enjoy the show, leave us a review on Apple Podcasts. Otherwise, anything else, Tej?
You know, if you're thinking about going to a new hairdresser, just put your trust. Just let go.
What's the worst that could happen? Yeah, can we see the sides quickly?
Yeah, real sharp.
Yeah, it looks great. Yeah, great. All right. See you tomorrow, guys. Have a good one.
See you, guys.